On Monday night, the Baltimore City Council signed off on the largest tax financing package for a development in city history. The $660 million TIF package for Port Covington now goes to the mayor for her signature. WIPR's Kenneth Burns has more.
The tax financing package includes the sale of $660 million in bonds. There is also a $135.9 million citywide community benefits agreement that contains requirements for jobs for city residents, affordable housing, among other things. But not everyone thought it was a good deal. Protesters from Housing Our Neighbors gathered outside City Hall before the council meeting. Anthony Williams, a member, said Build in the six South Baltimore neighborhoods near the project took a handout when they agreed to support the project in exchange for the community benefits agreements.
See, all these folks that's getting these handouts, like Build, SB6, let's see how far that money's going to take them.
The Reverend Glenna Huber, a co-chair of Build, said they stand by the community agreement they negotiated.
We negotiated the best deal that was possible given the parameters in which we had to work.
Now the TIF goes to Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake for her signature, and Sagamore is preparing to get permits and hire workers. Kenneth Burns from City Hall for 88.1 WYPR.